Welcome to the Invest Smarter podcast, where you'll learn about the power of building wealth through real estate and how you can achieve financial freedom through multifamily investing. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. Now, here's our host, Simon Castillo.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another Friday Look Back episode of the Invest Smarter podcast. And I'm your host, Simon Castillo, and this is my opportunity to provide you with my best insights into the world of real estate investing, business, and entrepreneurship. And on today's show, what I want to talk about again is some of the changes that may be coming down the line with the settlement that involved the National Association of Realtors. And the reason I want to spend more time on this, I've already talked about this a couple of times in previous episodes, is just this is such a huge change in the real estate landscape. And it's, you know, probably been over 100 years since we've seen a change of this magnitude that impacts the real estate market. But specifically today, part of the change that will likely come from the settlement involving the National Association of Realtors is going to be whether or not you should pay for a buyer's agent when you're buying a home. But before I dive into that question, let me just real quickly summarize for those of you that maybe that aren't aware or haven't listened to some of the previous episodes of the Invest Smarter podcast. Let me just summarize what the settlement involving the National Association of Realtors was all about. So in summary, it revolves around the allegations of anti-competitive practices and a lack of transparency regarding real estate agent commissions. And really what this lawsuit did was it highlighted the concerns about the role of buyer's agents and whether home buyers were receiving fair representation and value for their money. Now that the lawsuit has been settled, it may lead to increased transparency around agent commissions and potentially lower fees for buyers. But I think really the full impact will remain to be seen as the industry adapts to the changes. So with that summary, let's kind of dive into what the question is. And the question is whether you as a home buyer should pay for a buyer's agent and their services. So I think on the one hand, you know, buyer's agents provide valuable services to home buyers, including, you know, they help them to navigate all the complexities around the home buying process. They do help to negotiate on their behalf. You know, they act as a middleman. So you as a home buyer don't have to interact directly with a seller, and you don't have to interact directly with the seller's agent. And a buyer's agent should be able to provide you with expert advice and guidance, not just on the transaction, but also they should know the market that they're involved in. You know, they should know the city, the submarket, the neighborhood. They should be able to give you some valuable insights and guidance when you're making arguably the largest purchase of your, you know, potentially of your life. So on that hand, there's lots of value in the services that a buyer's agent can provide. However, as the recent settlement brought to light, there's questions around the transparency of agents' commissions and whether buyers are getting the best possible deal. So I think in any negotiation, in any transaction, transparency is always key. And as a buyer, a home buyer, you deserve to know where your money is going. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions, and this could be whether it is just from tradition, for decades now, we've thought that the standard commission was always going to be 6%. And the other common perception was that a buyer doesn't pay a commission. It all comes out of the seller's proceeds. But in essence, what happens is if you're paying a 6% commission, or if the seller is paying a 6% commission, that money has to come from somewhere. And generally what happens is the price of the home is inflated by that amount to cover the proceeds that will go to the agents, to the realtors. So yeah, technically it doesn't come out of a buyer's pocket, but yeah, it also kind of does. So one thing that the settlement with the National Association of Realtors will do eventually is it will lead to changes in how buyer's agents are compensated. And it's probably a good thing. You know, we may see more transparency around agent commissions, with buyers having a better understanding of how much they're paying for that representation. And this could lead to increased competition among agents and potentially lower fees for buyers. However, it's also important to recognize that the value that the buyer's agents bring to the table and the expertise they provide throughout the home buying process, that is value and it should be compensated. So for those of you that are home buyers and are on the fence, as to what this change may mean, whether you should pay for a buyer's agent, you know, what's the advice that I would give you? So I think my advice would be to carefully weigh the pros and cons that we've talked about here on the show. Consider your specific needs and circumstances. And, you know, I certainly think it's possible for some of us to navigate the home buying process without a buyer's agent. But I think having an experienced professional on your side can provide you with some additional peace of mind and help ensure that your interests as a buyer are protected. Ultimately, it does come down to personal preference and what you're comfortable with. And I hate to say that as an answer because it almost sounds like a cop-out, but like so many other things, it comes down to how well you can educate yourself and how comfortable you can become taking on that process of buying a home on your own without that representation. Now, here's a few things that are maybe a little more specific in terms of things that you should consider. Now, we've talked about the expertise that a buyer's agent can provide, the guidance and the representation that they can provide you through the home buying process. But there's also, think about what the cost versus the benefit is. Well, you know, a buyer's agent will receive some sort of compensation or should receive some sort of compensation. You have to weigh the cost of that a buyer's agent is potentially versus what they bring to the table. And just think of the amount of time that they can probably save you in terms of their expertise, their guidance, their negotiations, the amount of stress that they can minimize, and can they help you secure a better deal? So in other words, say, for instance, you do end up paying a buyer's agent a 3% commission. Well, on a $300,000 house, it's still $9,000, but if they're able to help you negotiate a better deal, is it not worth the price of paying a buyer's agent? Again, there's no right or wrong. It's going to come down to your individual circumstances, your individual preferences, and the comfort level that you have with the home buying process overall when it comes to whether or not you believe that a buyer's agent, you know, their services, do they justify the cost? So you'll have to evaluate your options. I would still consider seeking advice from a trusted real estate professional before you make that decision to buy a home. I think in the long run, it just presents a tremendous amount of value. And in exchange for that value, there should be compensation. And as long as that compensation is transparent and it's clear to you what you're paying, and in exchange for what you're paying, you are receiving value, then to me, that sounds like a win-win for both the buyer's agent and you as a home buyer. So that's going to do it for today's episode. If you know anyone that is looking to get started investing in real estate or looking to buy a home, you know, share this episode with them. They may find value in what we're talking about today. It may help to educate them, and it helps to spread the word about the podcast. And what else helps to spread the word is if you can take a few seconds on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and just give us a 5-star rating and a review. Again, that helps tremendously to grow the show and to continue to attract the type of guests and content that you as a listener both want to and need to listen to. Now, if you're looking to invest in real estate but aren't sure how to get started, one of the best ways I know of to get started is to head over to our website at sastexascapital.com. There we have educational resources and a link to our newsletter. Download any of our free resources or sign up for our newsletter. Either one of those things will get you onto our email list, and you will be notified when new investment opportunities become available. Again, the website is sastexascapital.com. Download any of the free resources or sign up for the newsletter. That will get you on our email list and will notify you of new opportunities as they become available. And it will update you on existing opportunities that we may have available now. So head over to the website, sastexascapital.com, if you're looking to get started investing in real estate. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Friday Look Back. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the Invest Smarter podcast, the show that educates you so that you can take control of your financial future. Be sure to rate the show 5 stars and leave us a review. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you automatically receive the newest edition of the podcast when it's released. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate and taking control of your financial future, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. And be sure to sign up for our mailing list to receive exclusive investment opportunities straight to your inbox. It's time to invest smarter. That's sastexascapital.com.